In this segment, we are going to focus on the attack by Hamas against Israel just over a week ago now. While the horrors against innocent people are being perpetrated over there, there's an impact that's certainly being felt here among America's Jewish community. With us now to discuss this aspect of what's unfolding is the rabbi and director of Chabad of Sussex County, also a faculty member of the Rabbinical College of America in Morristown, New Jersey, Rabbi Mendel Dubov. Rabbi, thank you so much for taking the time to do this today.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you again.
Websites for your reference, we have them on our homepage, rabbidubov.org, jewishsussex.com, and for the Rabbinical College of America, rca.edu. Yes, the obvious question for me to ask is, what are you hearing from people who you speak with? What are their fears and what are their responses?
Well, we've been on the phone now all week, and as you know, the attack was on both a Saturday and a major Jewish holiday, Shmini Atzeres, and since then it's really been nonstop. I've been focusing especially on families who have direct relatives and friends in the area, but also with other families. And you know, words are not very efficient in this kind of situation. But we're offering strength, we're offering hope, and listening to people as they need to express themselves in the horror and the anguish and pain that there is, and just being there, being together, is what we have. We have God, and we have our togetherness, and with that triad, we shall see this through in the best way we can.
Is there any word from the Torah, from the Bible, that you have as a go-to, as at least a starting point for someone to find the strength and the comfort with?
Well, I think that the Torah has set out the times when we must go to war. Israel is in war now, and really it's really something that the entire Jewish people is a part of. We have the mandate from the Torah to fight evil in this world. And the Torah speaks about the fact that when we go to war, to interesting terminology, this is in Deuteronomy, that when you go to war on or over your enemy, and it doesn't say when you go to war with your enemy. And the implication is, and that's how the text goes on and explains, that we must know that good will prevail. We must never despair from the fact that even however much evil we see, good and holiness and the values which the Torah espouses will prevail, but they will only prevail when we persist and we don't falter and we don't bend to this kind of evil, however painful, however horrific, and it's obviously completely not just understandable, but it's something we should be feeling, but that should be translated in the push and in our best effort to increase good, to increase the moral laws and values of the Torah, of the Hebrew Bible, and of religious tradition in our societies. And together, that's the only way that we can make a better world to live in.
When we see something that horrifies us or causes us to feel sadness for the person who is being subjected to it, most of us, I'd like to think many of us, and always need to have more of us, want to respond to, whether it's we see a tragedy on the TV news, or back in the day we used to watch those 24-hour telethons on TV, and we would ask ourselves, what can we do to make a difference? What can we do to be a part of the solution? Is that something you're hearing from people?
Yes, absolutely. It's really the second thing. It's the first thing is the expression of horror and anguish, and that's something we all share, obviously, without any that goes without saying. The second question is people ask what to do, and really, especially for your audience, which is I'm predominantly not a Jewish audience. Let me say this. Firstly, there is a direct need in the land of Israel now for money. Most of the items can be purchased, but there's a lot of displaced people. There's a lot of items which are needed over there. And there are many avenues in which people could support the people in a real and tangible way. The second item would be that the Jewish people is now going through a very, very difficult period. If you know and you have Jewish friends, This would be the time to pick up a phone and say you're thinking of them, that you're with them, that you are supporting them, that this kind of evil, which, as we know, is a Holocaust of Holocaust proportions. This is for the lack of a, it's a terrible term, but this is the real thing. This is it. And the Jewish friends need to know that their non-Jewish friends, that they have good friends, and we know we have good friends, and that they are with them and thinking of them, and that we stand together on this. That there's no apology, there's no room for such atrocities in a world that we have any control of. That's number two. Number three is really to do our best efforts in our own way to spread morality and the rules of the moral code of the Torah, that's from which moral code stems from, to spread those in our society, not pushing it down anybody's throat, but to really say and to really express that, you know, the buck stops at the Ten Commandments. The buck stops at doing this kind of thing to men, women, and children as was done. It can be done. We are all of us. We should never assume that we are a completely different kind of person from the barbarians and the sadists that committed this atrocity. We are people and they are people. And without sound law, without a moral code that we must adhere to without question, then these things are things that can happen anywhere and at any time. It's not that we're living in 2023 and that we're therefore immune to these kind of things, or in the West, immune to these kind of things. We saw what Nazi Germany came to. They were very sophisticated and educated. We see now what this has come to. We are all human. We have a very, very dark and evil side inside of us, and that we have to know how to train ourselves and our surrounding in moral code, that the buck stops somewhere, and it's not a question of whether we like it or not. It's something that's mandated from God Almighty.
Rabbi Mendel Duboff, who is a director of Chabad of Sussex County, faculty member of the Rabbinical College of America. Chabad of Sussex County is jewishsussex.com, rabbiduboff.org, and for the Rabbinical College of America, rca.edu, when you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at stats from the Anti-Defamation League shows, obviously, we've talked about here on the show quite frequently, the continued rise of anti-Semitic acts and attacks in America. Latest report, 120 took place in grade schools, K through 12. How do you explain to especially the younger side of that age range, closer to the K and to the 12, why is there hatred towards you because of who you are? You know, you're at an age, or they're at an age where, I'd like to think I'm a good boy, I'm a good girl. Why is somebody hating me because I'm Jewish?
Yeah, that's a very deep question. As far as children are concerned, so the way we address the children is really that it's in a very mature way. The Jewish people, we explain, and obviously this is dependent on age and dependent on the stage that the child is in, but the child, and we have had, unfortunately, the experience of having to explain this to children, is that the Jewish people have been chosen for a special mission. We're not better than anybody else. We're not more superior than anybody else. However, we do carry a burden. We carry which comes with a privilege of carrying this Torah, this way of life that we need to carry. But together with that privilege, there are people who don't like us. And it's because, actually, that we have had to carry this, the moral code, that is the moral code for humanity. We've been the bearers of it for 3,500 years, and that's something that evil people don't like. And therefore, you have to know that. You have to know that there is evil in this world. You have to know that people are susceptible to it. And therefore, you have to carry yourself strongly, carry yourself proudly, do what you need to do, contact the people you need to contact. Again, thank God we have many good friends in this country. This country as a whole has been a friend and a supporter of the Jewish people like no other. And so with as many good people and many people who understand the value of who you are, the value of your tradition, yes, there are people who are haters, and we have to not be feared, not be terrified by them, We have to stand, and we have to be tall and proud, and on a practical level, do what we need to do so that in the end of the day, it's good that wins, and it's evil that loses.
For you listening, going back to what I asked the rabbi, what can I do? What can you do to help? Well, if you know someone who's being targeted by that hatred, and like it or not, the reality is that when events elsewhere in the world like this take place, the evil comes forward, almost normalized, no matter where you are. We've heard that many examples of that recently in the past few days, and no doubt there'll be more to come. Stand with that person who is the target of that hatred, the target of that anger, the target of that ignorance, and let them know that they have somebody with them, standing with them, protecting them, caring about them, and caring for them. That's something, as a start, that you can do. Learn more about Chabad of Sussex County, JewishSussex.com, Rabbi Dubof's family website, RabbiDubof.org, and more information about the Rabbinical College of America, RCA.edu. Rabbi Dubof, you are a voice of sanity and peace in a very tumultuous time. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. We should do this for better occasions. Meanwhile, everybody stay strong, stay firm, and we will see the good prevail.